America weekend.
Carl Sabatino,
yes,
is
sir.
Sitting right across. Actually, he is not sitting. I'm going to live a little secret out today. Carl does not sit when he gets before a microphone.
That is correct.
He stands.
Yes.
And he stands for a lot of things, but he does stand. And,
I do stand.
Why do you do that?
I find it to be far more comfortable. And I actually got this from Ed McMahon.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. When I worked in the behind the scenes on the Carson Show when they were in New York. He said, and that's when he was doing a lot of commercials, if you remember, on the Air Live. And he said, always stand to get your delivery out. It gives you more animation.
Well, it's also a diaphragm thing,
absolutely,
too, isn't it?
It makes you breathe better, and you're sitting
in
the
squat. I've always sat behind a microphone.
Yes, but for you, in terms of your voice, you carry your voice from the middle up. I carry my voice from the bottom. I always have. It comes down from the bottom. I'm not kidding you.
I was going to.
I know you
were. Retranslate that.
I wanted to. I wanted to stop saying it halfway out of my mouth. But nonetheless.
So you basically speak from where we were just thinking.
I'm not even going there.
Oh, I know. I know.
All right. Now, that's the reason why I stand.
Okay. I have something I'm going to talk to you
about.
Go ahead. I read that the other day that millennials are set to outnumber baby boomers. Did you read that?
Yes.
Apparently, 75 million millennials is the magic number, and that will be reached sometime this year, in 2015. Now, millennials, for those of you who might not know what they are youngsters coming of age who were born between 1981 and 1987. The millennials will overtake the baby boomers. Those are the souls born between 1946 and 1964. What I want to know is, what the heck do they call all those born between 1964 and 81? I mean, do we call them boomials or something like that? And also, what do you call my generation?
Yes.
You know, never mind, Carl, I got it. It's old. Okay, we're called old. In some respects, old. But that doesn't make any of us in that category useless.
No, of course not. And the thing that amazes me more and more is that the further they look, the more they find that the older generation has contributed and continues to contribute so much.
Well, you know, your parents and my parents were members of the greatest generation.
Without question.
And so,
we don't even come close.
So what do we don't call them ancient.
No.
We just call them the greatest generation. What I want a name for my generation.
Pick one.
Grand Ones. I want to be called
Grand Ones. I open that one up, ladies and gentlemen. I open that one up as like parking a truck in a garage.
Well, you know, I came up with the idea when my grandchildren were little. And my son said to me, what do you want the kids to call you? And I thought about it for a bit, and I said, how about O Grand One? Not old grand one. Not
oh,
old.
Oh, as
oh
in
just
old.
Oh,
just
old. Old, yes. Grand one.
I get it.
You know, and I convinced the kids as they went through the year. They're in college now, so, but they still call me when they want something. They call me, oh, grand one. You know,
so I understand the young ladies, aren't they?
It works. They are. Oh,
well, there you are.
18 years old. That, now.
Well, they know how to get to grandpa's heart. That's for sure.
Oh.
Absolutely. But you know, I've never looked at it that way because I always lived in that kind of a generation where the generations mixed. I came from that world where there wasn't this divide. And I came from the revolution of the 60s. Okay, even during that whole period, there was not the great divide that somehow I feel today. I feel it. Don't know whether it's truly there. But there was always respect for the other. But remember, the greatest generation was still very active during that period.
Of course.
And they were. They
I
were,
mean, your parents, my parents.
They were very
members
active.
Members of that generation.
Very active. And as I said briefly before, we can't even hold a candlestick to that generation for what they accomplished, for what they did, and what they went through. We think the latest recession we've had in this country was bad. Try living during the Great Depression.
Oh.
That would have get your attention.
I remember my mother saying that they never had even a nickel to spare for anything.
Yes.
And when she was a little, she was a teenager during that time, and one time she wanted an ice cream cone, and you know, they didn't have the money to do
my
that.
My family remembers telling me they shared one big potato. One big potato. They made soup out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that potato had to last. And that's and can you imagine that happening today?
No.
I cannot.
You'd have, I think, anarchy in the streets.
Yes, you would. But they did it, and they turned this world around, and they saved this world. They saved this world. So it's fascinating. And what do we want? I like the grand thing. Go with the grand thing.
So from now on, you get to call me.
Oh, grand.
A grand one. I'm a grand one.
I love it. Well, we continue on. We have a program. We're doing things, oh, grand one. Shall I work us out? Call Sabatino, Rollins Smith. We're back.
Think green. Harrison with you. So what's all this news chatter about removing fossil fuels from the food supply? Well, there's a new plan to avert a food crisis resulting from oil and gas hikes and resulting supply disruptions. Fuel expert Richard Heinberg says as fossil fuels continue to dry up, our modern food system, dependent on fuels to fertilize and plow, irrigate fields, and harvest and transport crops, is no longer enough to sustain the global population of 7 billion plus. By delinking fossil fuels from the food supply, he says we'll benefit from more jobs in local farming, more protection for the environment, and less soil erosion, and a more healthful food supply for everybody. A recent report shows that organic small-scale farming delivers the increased yields, which were thought could only come from industrial farming. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. How can you live a more balanced life? Answer these four questions.
What's something you used to love to do? It may have gotten pushed aside, not intentionally, but accidentally. Something had to give. Well, take it back.
What class did you really enjoy outside your major? Or was there a class you always wanted to take? This may help provide a creative outlet that you really need.
What do you have sitting around the house? There are probably remnants of old hobbies somewhere in the house. Dig out the tools of your craft.
What did you used to read? Take a trip to your local library. Browse the magazines. What strikes you? You may recall a favorite leisure activity.
Move forward by looking back.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.